from media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches. We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Coach London.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well. A 31-10 loss Saturday at Towson ended your two-game winning streak. Just as you've gone back and looked at that game, give me your impressions on what happened.
Sure. As we knew going into the game, Townsend's an excellent football team, and we talked about the quarterback being the guy and how special he was, and obviously he played a very good game for them. I thought that one of the things that occurred during the course of the game decided the outcome and situations was, you know, kind of the third down situation. They were 7 for 13 third down, and we were 3 for 11 and 1 for 3 for fourth down tries. So when you have an opportunity, they were extending their plays. They were extending opportunities to keep moving the ball. And as it occurred, they ended up having 79 plays, and we had our lowest play outcome of the season with only 54 plays. And when you're 3 for 11, third down situations, you're punting the ball and you're giving the ball back to them, which also expressed itself in the time of possession. I believe they had close to 40 minutes time of possession, and we had 20. So was it indicative of a way we are capable of playing, that we had played the previous two games? Still some bright spots for what we did and some of the young players that are doing it for us. But, you know, you can't afford to not be running on all cylinders when you're playing a team like Towson, who's going to be a playoff contender, and Rob's done a really good job with them in terms of getting them ready to play, and it expressed itself on Saturday. So again, hat goes off to them. They did what they needed to do to be competitive and get us off schedule, so to speak. But at the same time, there's some things that you can glean from the opportunities in the game that we're just going to continue to keep getting better. We're going to need to, because Richmond is, again, another very, very good quality CA opponent that has a lot of good players.
Got a couple questions in queue if you'll get this for us, Hillary.
Your first question comes from Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Hey, Mike. I was wondering if you could talk a little about moving Tyler Criss from offense to defense a few weeks ago, what went into it, and how you think he's responded.
Well, Dave, I thought he responded well. I mean, he did a great job. If you watched his huddle tape coming out of high school, there were a lot of shots on it. He was rushing the passer, and obviously, in any program, you want guys that can rush the passer. You want a left tackle, you want a quarterback, but you want a guy that can also rush the passer to affect those two positions. And then Tyler kind of selfishly said, "Coach, I'll come over and do whatever I need to do to help the defense." He just wants to play. And fortunately for us, he expressed his desire to come back for a fifth year. We had 28 seniors walk, be recognized this past Saturday. That's a lot of guys that are leaving, but he was one of the ones that said he wanted to come back, and he's going to come back as that outside backer and perhaps even see him playing, in some situations where he is in the backfield as well. But he's got a demonstrated performance in rushing the passer. He's athletic, he's fast, good first step, and that's what we need. And he, like I said, selfishly said, "Coach, I want to help the team," and that's where the need was. And he was our defensive player of the week because of his what he did during the course of the game. So love the kid. I think he's going to be a really, really good player and have an opportunity to keep expressing his talents as his career moves forward.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Kyle Kinsing with Flow Sports.
Coach, having been involved in the Capital Cup, as a player and as a coach, what does this game kind of mean to you? And do you have any memories that really kind of stand out, most in your memory?
Yeah, he's right. Being involved with that as a player and a coach for a lot of years. I mean, obviously, when your season's going well and you have an opportunity to play, your rival, you can extend the opportunity for the championship trophy at the very end, knowing that you're still perhaps going to go into postseason play. When your season hasn't gone on as you'd hope, then obviously you try to turn the situation into an opportunity to play against your rival and come away with some hardware, come away with bragging rights or whatever it is for that year. So it means, you know, it means a lot. It can mean a lot for the psychology of your team. You know, people always talk about some of the recruiting implications to it, but not as much, you know, as wanting to win on the field. Each one of us have our own recruiting standards and how we go about attracting the student athletes that want to play for the school. So, but the game in and of itself, all the rivalry games are one that you can put it in a way or approach it to your seniors that are done with their last game, or to the young guys that have been playing to continue a certain tradition. So, it can mean a lot. It does mean a lot, obviously, because we're two in-state schools. We're up the road from each other. But having been on both sides as a coach and a player, it is. You know, human nature, it is important. It is significant. And for us, you know, for where we are in our season and what's ending up for us in terms of losing a lot of seniors is an opportunity to end the final game on a positive note.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike, as you've taken a look at Richmond, what are some of the challenges they present on both sides of the ball for you?
Yeah, you know, that's a good football team. You know, Russ Huseman is a good friend of mine, and you know we're competitors. We want our teams to win. They're a well-coached team. I know a lot of their players. Their quarterback is outstanding. He runs the ball well. He's physical. They've taken advantage of the transfer portal opportunities with their number 5, the receiver from Duke, number 9, the receiver from Northwestern. He's also involved in a return game. Defensively, they got two great players that play side to side, 36 and 98. They're outstanding players. They're aggressive. Their corners can run, and they apply pressure on you from the standpoint of making you have to throw the ball and make your quarterback be on target. Kicking game wise, again, the return game for them has been pretty good as far as their field position is concerned. So, it's a very good football team that's well coached, that has players in position that can to make things go for them. And you know their quarterback has been a special player for them, and I'm sure they want to have the opportunity to get him going again, and give them opportunities. So it again is two teams that are looking for opportunity to finish their final game on a plus note, and we're traveling up there, and hopefully it'll be well attended and just for all the right reasons of why you play a college football game and two in-state rivals.
As you said, you've been on both sides of this rivalry, which is sort of unique. What makes it such a good rivalry, and do you have any favorite memories, any favorite games that jump out to you?
The aspect that a lot of these kids, we pride ourselves in kind of being local as well in terms of, the kind of kids that we recruit, the area that I'm committed to, not only down here in the 757, but also in the 804 area up there, 703, 540, all those other areas. And so what happens is our players play against each other, on the same teams or local rivals or regionally, they played against each other. And there's been so many opportunities, so many games, back and forth in the big games, hoisting the trophy up at the end of the game as a player and as a coach that you always relish. But for me, the memory is the fact that it's the last game of the season, and you always remember the positive things that come out of that and the journey that it took to get to that point. So as I'm sure the last game being, there at Richmond as it was here last year celebrating Coach Laycock's, career, there's also so many other things that are involved in that as well.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for your time today and all season long. Really appreciate that.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right.